Let's take a quick look at how you go about preparing for this exam. It's a daunting task. It's 4 hours, 150 questions across a massive body of knowledge. But there are ways, best practices say, for preparing for the exam. Simply listening to the lectures, as I've said before, or reading through a couple of references prior is generally considered not a really good way to prepare for the exam. But what makes sense? What helps you master this material? Now, ideally, you've got great experience at work and you've got many of these different tasks and elements that are in the body of knowledge or things you do day in and day out at work. Or you're going to a graduate school and taking reliability engineering courses or statistics courses. That will certainly help in covering vast majority of the material in the course. So if you're fresh on the knowledge, and it may take just a quick refresher to get you ready to go. Others may have been working in the field for 4 or 5 years or longer and have decided to take the exam. But let's say you've worked primarily in the risk analysis section, but haven't spent much time in maintenance activities or in the warranty side of the business. So the refresher will help you master those other areas as well as and refresh what you already know. The basic premise, though, is that you have to do the homework. There's going to be quizzes throughout the course and some sample exams that you'll be able to take away and work on. The ASQ site also has an exam that you can do online. It's 75 questions. It's got timed for 2 hours, and it'll give you feedback as to what areas you have mastered and which areas you need some more work on. But that's the key piece, is you need to get feedback. Now, a couple of years ago, there was this Malcolm Gladwell had written a book called, what was the name of that book? I'm drawing a blank. Outliers, The Story of Success. And like many of his books, he uses research in different fields of endeavor to base the premise of his book and some of the ideas behind it. And he's a masterful storyteller, so it's an interesting read. But one of the things that caught a lot of attention was this idea that it takes about 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. But what is this deliberate practice? Well, Malcolm was reciting a paper by Andreas Eriksson and colleagues from 1993, which was the role of deliberate practice in acquiring expert performance. In link to that, or the reference for that paper, will be included along with the book in the lesson page. But the idea was, it's not just practice. It's not just swing a golf club for 10,000 hours. It's also get feedback. So a coach, for example, could watch how you're swinging that golf club and provide you just the right information to make improvements as you go through it. It's doing an activity, say solving a hypothesis test or designing a hypothesis test, running the experiment, gathering data and looking at the results, but then have somebody that's familiar with that statistical tool and say, let's look at it this way, or have you considered this, or what was the assumption that was the most likely to be violated in here, and how did you check it? But somebody that can provide you the right feedback just in time. Now, in this course, it's not possible for me to sit down with each of you and provide feedback on every lesson and every set of discussions. But a study group may well be a great way for you to bounce ideas off each other and raise the right questions and give you feedback in a meaningful way. The other way you can go about this is, as you run into questions or you run into difficulties with something, it's just not coming to you or you're not able to find a way to solve the problem, is post that on the class forum or send me an email and let's give you the feedback so that you can make progress in that area. If you're looking for an answer for over an hour, it is a good way to learn and explore the areas of your references and of reliability engineering, but it's also not a great way to get feedback of what you need to solve that problem. It might be just a different way to phrase the question that leads to the finding the answer quickly. So the idea of deliberate practice applies in this course so that as you go through the sample exams and quizzes, it's deliberately look for the feedback, look for the information about why that's the right answer and why the other options are not correct answers. So this part is, I don't suspect we're going to spend 10,000 hours on it, but that's why there's an education and a prerequisite of experience in the field, in work, before you take the exam. But focusing on that, getting feedback is the critical piece to this course, and I think to learning most anything, mastering most anything. Another thing you can do is talk about reliability. Talk about what you're learning. Talk about it with your colleagues and peers. Talk about it with whoever will listen to you about it and ask you salient questions. Now, not everybody's going to be interested in reliability, although I don't know why they wouldn't be. But it's especially at work, it's explore those new ideas and how you would apply those at work. Discuss, say, hypothesis tests and would it make sense to do that as you're preparing to do a validation run of your product or you're preparing for some prototypes and what kind of questions or hypotheses would you form and examine as you do that process. So the idea here is you have to do the homework, get feedback, and then talk about it. The whole idea is that you're getting this embedded in your mind. You have good, solid working knowledge, and you can access it. So practicing accessing it by talking about it is a great way to cement that ability to recall this information quickly. Now, the body of knowledge I've mentioned a couple of times, and we'll put a link in the lesson, is not that long of a document, actually. I think it's like 8 or 9 pages, and it outlines the different areas that we should know as reliability professionals, everything from reliability engineering management to collecting data and everything in between. It's available in the CRE Primer, and it's also available on the ASQ site, and I'll see if I can get a copy, and we'll post it right in the lesson page. But it's a good idea to review that and get a good sense of the breadth of knowledge that you're going to need. If there's areas that you have no experience or it's really foreign material to you, you're going to have to plan to do a little bit more research. The course is designed based on that you've got some knowledge in these areas already, and that the course is really just a refresher. But in a couple of areas, especially the statistics, we'll spend more time on because most people seem to want more of the statistics content than the other areas. But there's also going to be plenty of reading. The CRE Primer and other references provide a wealth of information you can read to cement that knowledge for you, but also get to know your references. Now, in the body of knowledge, you're going to see these little words and parentheses after each level or each topic. So remember and understand are pretty basic. It's, do you recall the definition or do you understand the terminology that's being used? Whereas apply and analyze are a little bit deeper understanding. It's the lack of a better word, but they mean that you can use those concepts that those terms and laws imply. So the topic areas that have apply, analyze, evaluate, for example, are going to have using 2 or 3 different concepts or reorganizing a formula or doing a bit of judgment to answer the question. You'll see questions that are, what's the best approach or what's the most likely scenario? And it taps into a higher level understanding or level of cognition or of the particular topic. Now, the create one is pretty difficult to evaluate on a multiple choice question or quiz, but I don't know if there's any in the body of knowledge that are at the create level. You can learn more about the levels of cognition in some supplemental reading you'll see links for in the lesson page. So once again, if there are any questions, if you have any ideas of how best to prepare for the CRE exam, or you want to bounce some ideas off of your fellow students or myself about your plans for this, you know, put it in the class forum or send me an email directly. In the next lesson, we'll get started with Module 2, which is the first segment of the body of knowledge on reliability management.